is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. You say
yes. The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, dude, Walker. Go.
Yeah.
Is that Tony just coming down the hall?
Yep.
I guess we don't know. I know he loves the Beatles. You like the fact they're playing the Beatles here.
Playing the Beatles for you, Tony.
Here's Tony Perkins. Tony loves the Beatles. Hello.
It's a homecoming.
There's Tony Perkins.
Yay.
How are
you? Happy to be here. Thank you,
Mike. Hello there.
Hello.
Hello, buddy.
Michael,
how are you? Good to see you.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, I just had was like a little pretend moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like it was on Letterman.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
When Letterman.
We did the hugging. We never do the hugging.
But you couldn't hear that I said something of a personal nature to Tony.
You whispered to him?
Yes.
That's good. Was I want you?
No.
I won't talk about Diane.
Can I just say this?
Yes.
I was listening on my way here.
Yes.
I can only stay for a minute.
Tony, first, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
We're big fans. Tell us how it is that you go from being on Donnie Simpson's radio show
mm-hmm.
to being the local guy on Channel 5. Then you get the cheery gig at Good Morning America.
Yep.
And then you're quitting
yep.
Good Morning America to come back to Channel 5.
Yes.
It's because of your family?
It is because of my family, yeah. You know, I've remained, I still have a house here. I've been commuting every week to New York City. I love this area. Grew up here, went to high school here, went to American University with Mike.
Tony actually graduated about, we went in at the same time. Tony graduated, I stayed for another 7 years.
At the tavern, I believe.
Yeah, at the tavern. That's the name of the bar, yes. It was. Nothing has really changed in my life. It was that was the name of our bar on campus. Clever name for it, the tavern.
Yeah, they thought a long time about that.
Yeah, that's when I started. Tuesday nights was, I would start and work my way through. The weekend started for me.
Ain't it a shock that Mike owns a bar now? Aren't you surprised?
Yeah, real shocked about that.
You know, it's like in the movie Silverado. It's the only place I'm truly happy.
So how did you come to this decision? I understand your family lives here,
yeah.
But for God's sakes, you were on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
You are on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
You come in right up to Today Show's Heinie.
That's how we like to characterize.
Why would you walk at, I mean, I understand the family thing, but really, all kidding aside, Good Morning
yeah.
America is on a really good role like the show's
absolutely.
Not been in 10 or 15 years.
Absolutely.
And there seems to be that chemistry there.
Right, that's right.
And now you're going to be gone. Why are you leaving?
You know, things just happen at the right time. There were things going on at GMA, or are things going on at GMA. And I happen to be in a period in my contract where if I want to go, I can go. And Channel 5 approached me. We've talked a couple of times over the years. They've been very nice about wanting to bring me back at some point, and it just so happened that the timing occurred now.
Ah.
And you're right, it's coming at a weird time considering where the show is going, but, you know, the show is going very strongly, and it will continue to go strongly. And
did they put any kind of pressure on you at all? Did anybody just kind of say, come on, don't do it, come on, you know?
No.
I had to ask. I was thinking you'd say that.
To be honest about it.
Really? That surprises me, though, because you really have gotten in kind of a rhythm on that show.
I agree completely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you quit, how odd is it that you quit and you've talked about it on TV. I saw you mention it on TV.
Yeah.
That they're going to let you work out. Not that they're going to let you work out. Like you're not going to pull your pants down on TV and say, I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. But in a way, you're like, you're a lame duck weather guy.
Lame duck weatherman.
The lame duck weatherman. How can I trust your forecast now? Because I know if you say, you know, now here's what's happening where you live, you really could just be turning around and giving the finger going, you know, if you live like in Spokane.
Especially if there's like some airports out there. Hey, yeah, smooth sailing there, and like you're flying into a blizzard.
Well, this is assuming you trusted my forecast before.
We did.
So how will it be? Will it be awkward for
no,
you?
No.
Because you're going to work, what, through the end of the year on Good Morning America?
Well, I'm going to work through sweeps, through November. November. Yeah, my last day will be December 2nd. This is something that we talked about for a while. We've all worked it out. Well, I mean, we all still get along and everything.
Well, then what will you miss the most about it? I mean, really, it is the top of the food chain as far as, you know, weather guys. I mean, my God, you know, everybody, you know, there are a million guys out in the heartland that would love to be doing it. What are you going to miss most about it?
I will miss the fact that it is a very big stage. You know, there are about 6 million people watching every day. It doesn't really get much better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really think about this and wrap my head around coming back to local. It's a very different kind of thing, but I was very comfortable here before. I worked with a good group of people.
And the quality of hookers is incredibly different.
Well, let's face it, New York City hookers
is DC.
Actually, you can beat them if you pay them enough.
Now, when you come back to Channel 5.
Yes.
See, what people don't know about Tony,
what?
A lot of people don't know about Tony is that there was a time in his life did stand-up comedy.
Oh, that's right.
And I went to a stand-up.
You thought he was going to say something else.
I thought he was saying something else.
No, I went to a stand-up comedy show that Tony did.
You supported me, and I appreciate
that. Some, like, hole in the wall down in Annapolis, Maryland.
Right.
You were up there, like, in front of three people.
And he heckled me. One day I'm going to own a bar, and you can work it.
at Channel 5,
yes.
your future co-workers,
yes.
Some of them who may have been there when you were there before.
Is Morris Jones still there?
No. Mojo's not there, sadly, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's probably calling us right now.
He probably is.
Hey, guys.
I'm really happy. Tony's coming back.
I knew Tony.
When you go back to Channel 5 now,
yes.
It's not your nature. You're a humble, sweet guy. But if you walk in like with a, you know how like they wear those sweaters, the scarves around the coat.
You're starting to paint a picture of like Ron Burgundy, aren't you? A little anchor man.
I am Tony Perkins.
I know this isn't your style, but have you thought about just to make the statement, coming in with a big cowboy hat?
I think I want to do. I want to do the Huggy Bear look. Work a pimp hat.
Go for it.
Yeah. No, see, that's a stereotype. Yeah. I'm thinking you more of like Don Johnson and Nash Bridges.
No, that's not.
What did you? I know you're doing the family thing, and we're not going to have you talk about anybody. But what was the thing you liked least about the big gig?
Wow.
If you can say it. I mean,
besides,
I know you got to work there.
Besides Diane.
No. Well, you know, it's interesting. When you work at the network, it's a big thing, and it's, you know, people make decisions by committee, and it's a very political environment. You know, a lot of office politics goes on. I didn't like that.
Okay.
Sure.
But the gig itself was good.
Right.
Like that doesn't exist.
So doing the, it's kind of like what we say to people, doing the show itself is
fantastic.
Is a blast. Absolutely. It's all the other crap. And, well, it's nice to know at that level.
But you know the politics is there at Channel 5. It's just not. It's
on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be cool. I mean, they're happy that I'm coming back. I'm happy to be coming back. Mm-hmm. And I think it'll be cool.
Is it true they gave you part ownership in the TV station?
Yes, it is. It was a very demanding deal.
Now, what do you guys. You can't just be doing the weather at Channel 5.
No. I'm going to do a variety of things. When I was there before, I was doing movie reviews and Redskins highlights, previews, reviews, all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to do a lot of that stuff again. We have to work a lot of that out. But my main job is going to be doing the weather for Fox Morning News.
But don't BS a BSer. I mean, eventually. I mean, whether it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months.
I will be taking over the entire operation.
Right. The guy that's on the 10, the smirky guy that we like.
The guy that's always kind of like, is that Brian?
Brian Bolter.
Brian Bolter.
I don't even know him.
You know what he should be doing right now? Going to monster.com. Because I'm telling you.
Are we going to see you on the 10 o'clock news, too? Will you be doing some stuff for them?
I doubt that.
Okay, so it's the morning.
Will you be hosting any horror films?
In the afternoons, we're bringing that back.
Thank God. They should bring stuff like that.
Dialing for Dollars.
On local TV.
Wasn't Captain Tug on Channel 5?
It was Captain, yes. And then Captain 20. And in my hometown, we had Ranger Andy.
Yeah, I could be a captain.
And they were
Ranger.
All pedophiles.
Now I know.
Every single one of them.
I know here at Channel 5 that they wanted a big name, and it was between you and Dave Price.
Dave who?
we completed our trifecta the other day. Actually, I still include Willard in that. So that's all four of them. We got all four of them.
We finally had Al Roker on the other day.
Did you really?
Yes.
No one told me that. He was nice and funny.
The first thing we said to him is that we're friends with you.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we really couldn't be nice to him. But we were pleasant with him.
He's a good guy.
In your time at Good Morning America, on that national stage, what is the single thing that you enjoyed the most? Was there any particular moment, anybody you met, anybody you got to interview, anybody you went to see? I mean, I know you did some stuff. You've done some stuff that you really dig doing on that show. Yeah. Is there any highlight at all?
I got to do some
great things. There were no highlights.
No, that's why I'm leaving. No, I got to do some great things, but probably the thing that stands out most is meeting, interviewing, and actually becoming friends with Ringo Starr, because I'm a huge Beatles fan.
Oh, my God. You still have a Beatles room in your house?
A Beatles room in my house. Wow. And Ringo sent flowers when my son was born 2 years ago.
Wow.
He's a great guy. And just hanging out with him, singing with him on the show. I sang with a little help from my friends with him. It was cool. I'm a geek. You know?
And Ringo is the one that, you know, everybody makes the most fun of.
He's the Sam Huff of the Beatles.
Sam Huff of the Beatles.
Oh, I'm the Sam Huff of the Beatles.
You know, but at this point, really, I mean, your options are either it's Sir Paul or it's Ringo.
Well, that's right.
So, you know, why not? You're in with one of the Beatles.
When Paul comes in, Diane gets Paul. When Ringo comes in, I get Ringo.
Okay.
So when you're sitting down with Ringo Starr,
yes.
Do you tell him what a mega fan you are? Do you do you salivate? And what is his reaction?
He was very cool. He was very he put me at ease because I thought I would be very nervous at first, and he put me at ease. He understands that most of the people who are going to meet him are going to freak out a little bit. They're big fans, so certainly they know his legacy. He puts you at ease. He's very comfortable, fun, nice guy, and we got along very, very well. He was impressed that I knew my stuff, that I didn't come in just asking the basic questions, the same old questions that he asked all the time.
Did you ask him that? The question I always wanted to know was, you know, who is a better drummer, him or that little girl on the Partridge Family?
that would have been it. And then you would have gone right into the wine cooler ad, right?
Where
he dressed as the polar bear or whatever.
With the bear head, are you kidding me? Let me see. When you're on Good Morning America, when you guys have, and you get into booking wars with the Today Show, when you've got the big stars coming by, who's the star that, since you've been with Good Morning America, who had, I don't want to ask you the person, who had the biggest entourage? Okay. Can you think? I noticed, for instance, this morning.
Stevie Wonder has a large entourage.
I saw this morning. The fantastic Stevie Wonder was on.
He was
But let's take him out of the equation because, let's face it, he gets a break because he's got to have an entourage.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's true.
But beyond Stevie, you know, one time we...
he needs at least an entourage of one.
Yes.
When you're being nice, you crack my ass up.
You really do?
When we had Stevie Wonder on the show one time in person.
He did.
He was here too?
He asked this question. I swear to God, I was sitting there.
Great,
and you
Stevie Wonder. I said, do you have any idea that you are dressed in a shower curtain right now?
And he loved it.
He laughed.
He's
happy.
Absolutely loved it.
He has a great sense of humor. Yes.
Now, I would think that would be the best part of the gig.
Meeting those folks?
Yeah, being able this morning to stand 3 feet away from Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and George Clooney was on the show this morning. Oh. And he is, I mean, he's cool. He's funny.
Okay for him. Isn't he great?
Isn't he great?
Seriously, Don has a thing.
If you were going to be gay.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say, yes.
Homo.
George Clooney.
Does he not wear a turtleneck like no other man?
I think he was wearing a turtleneck this morning.
Other than Steve Wonder, who is the celeb that came with the biggest entourage?
J-Lo. Oh, no. Not J-Lo. Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
That's great. That does not surprise me.
She's got a huge entourage.
And who is the celebrity that you can... Yeah. Who's the celebrity that you can remember who came in and was the least auspicious, that came in under the radar and was just like, hey.
And in relation to their star.
You are not going to believe this. Tom Cruise.
Really?
This is before he went crazy.
Right.
Oh. He came in. He was with his sister, who's his publicist, maybe one other person. Mm-hmm. And not only was he cool, he hung out. Most of the stars do the show and rush out because they're going to Regis or they're going to beat somebody up or something.
Right.
He came in. He hung out. He signed autographs for everybody. We had a basketball player on that day. I forget who. So we had a hoop set up.
Right.
He was playing basketball throughout the course of the show. He was very cool.
You ever meet Regis?
I've met Regis, yes.
And your impressions of Regis?
Regis is in person exactly as he is on the air.
Really?
He's ornery and, if there's something he's interested in, like Notre Dame, he's fascinated. If he's not that interested, he's not interested.
Right. Okay. All right. Lots of liver spots?
No, he looks very good.
No. I won't ask. I kid, of course, about Diane. I kid about that. Charlie Gibson, you have it seems to me, as being an avid TV watcher, you have a real good relationship with Charlie Gibson. That Charlie Gibson, like, digs you, and you yes. you two could almost do the show by yourself.
You know what? You're very observant, and I you know
that's all I do is watch TV. That's all I did before.
About five inches from the screen, right?
Nude. But yeah. What is it about Charlie Gibson that enables him to go from being a guy that you would honestly trust reading the news
Absolutely.
To where he could like goof around with you?
I think he is just completely down to earth. He is again what you see. I think the people who are most successful in TV are in person what they seem to be on TV. Johnny Carson, I think, whoever. Charlie Gibson is that way. He's yeah. very down to earth.
Martha Stewart's that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
That's the exact opposite.
I know, but really, what about Charlie Gibson? I bet he has a wicked sense of humor in his life, right?
He has a great sense of humor, and I would say of the people on the air on that show, he is my best friend. He's been there for me. I've been able to ask advice of him.
Was he the toughest one to tell this thing to?
He absolutely was.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
And among the people on Good Morning America, you guys that are on the show, mm-hmm. I mean, it's publicized everywhere now that the Today Show is not the ratings monster it was, and you're creeping right up. Do you guys, does the talent, as they call you guys, do you guys ever really sit around and go, you know, do you realize that we're almost about to beat this incredible buzzsaw of 10 years?
Yeah, you know what? People don't believe me or believe any of us when we say this. Not really. I mean, obviously we're aware of what's going on, and the ratings reports come out every week. And I mean, we know what's happening, but we don't sit around and say, okay, what can we do tomorrow and that'll take us over the top?
No,
I mean,
you don't ever get to just sit back and go, oh, hey, screw Matt Lauer. Screw him and screw the horse.
We want to know if it's like radio. Is it like radio? We're all down here in the trenches. It's not like that.
It is very competitive. There's a lot of money at stake and all of that. But really, we just do our jobs. We go to work every day, do the jobs as best we can.
And how tough was it to cover that? Because they sent you down after Katrina and all that. How tough was that? Was that tough to do?
Katrina was tough. Luckily, I was in the storm, but I was in Mobile, Alabama. So okay. We didn't get hit as hard as New Orleans got hit. But it was the roughest storm I've ever been through. The after part of that is very tough to deal with because you're there as people are coming back and seeing that their homes are gone and mm-hmm. all that. And it's not fun. Okay. It's a tough part of the job.
How big a tool is Sam Champion?
What does that mean?
Listen, here's a guy. All I know is he's on Channel 7 in New York.
Yes, he is.
And he works in the building that you do Good Morning America out of.
Sam Champion. And isn't he on? He's on some other show.
He's on the Regis show.
He's on Regis.
Whenever there's like a blizzard, they go to Sam Champion. And all Kelly Ripa says is, oh, look how cute he is. And he's just like a doorknob. I mean, really. It's like, hey, I'm on Regis. And they make a big deal about it. He's the guy at WABC.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're going to give that pretty boy the gig?
They might ask him. I don't think he would do it. He has a great job. He's the main guy at Channel 7 in New York. I think he's probably the highest paid local weatherman in the country. He's got a great gig. He gets to fill in when he wants to. He does these other things, fills in on Regis every now and then.
What would you tell your successor at Good Morning America? What advice would you have for the next person to
watch out for Diaz?
That was Don Geronimo saying that.
I'm kidding. That is a good question.
It is. What advice would you have for, working in the big city? Which it is. Network television.
Yeah.
Doesn't get any bigger than that.
Money belt, right? Never carry a wallet.
Never.
Money belt.
Have your entourage carry the wallet.
Have your entourage.
I don't know. I would just, have fun with it. I try.
You seem as relaxed as I've seen you in a long time.
Of course,
you seem like you're psyched to get back here and do this.
I mean, I know people don't understand it. It seems illogical. But,
actually,
I'm not the first one to do this.
I read the article in the Post, and the first time I understood it is when it was family. I think that anybody, I know Don understands that. I mean, when you see that, there are people that put that, especially in, you're not exactly the first person that's done it either.
Right, right.
Other people have come back to local because they want to have more of a family life.
That's why Mike and I have never really achieved anything in radio.
Because
our dedication to family.
Because our love of family.
And Mike's bar.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to be close to where I can drink with my name on it.
That's right.
That's like where Michael Jordan said he's quitting basketball because he wants to be with his kids. 2 days later, he joins a baseball team.
I know.
You're on a baseball team, you're out of sound like 8,000 times when you're playing basketball.
Want to be close to the family.
You might have been home for 2 days and realized, ooh, big mistake.
Right. So when did they start running the commercials on Channel 5 for you?
I don't know. We haven't done anything yet. I have to shoot promos and pictures and all that.
Yeah.
In December, and I'll be on the air in January.
So I know you don't want to say, but you've got to be, like, making the big bucks, right?
Things are good.
Doing good.
Good for you. Good for service.
As we should be. Make network money from Channel 5. Hope you do. I know you are. You got a good deal.
I got a very good deal.
You got to buy the short hair.
30-year contract?
30 years?
30 years.
I would not sign a 30-year contract with anybody.
On Metro Media 5.
Yeah.
Very, very
Remember
exciting.
That? Yeah.
So you'll be on in the morning. We look for you like the crack of dawn on the morning.
Very early. That's okay. The hardest part. I'll be on starting at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm.
Is there a help wanted sign now? Is there a help wanted sign in that Good Morning America set?
Probably this weekend they're putting it up.
Probably this weekend. And seriously about Diane Sawyer. And now I'm not kidding.
Okay.
She just appears that she would every day, regardless of what I think of her personality, she looks like she would smell fantastic every day.
He is so good.
He sits five inches away from the television. And not that annoying, like, hooker smell.
No.
You know what I mean? With too much perfume. But I'm sure she wears just enough.
She has a, you know, the four of us are together at the desk, I'm standing right next to her, and every morning she has this very pleasant, light, almost citrusy.
I knew
smell.
I know.
She really does. Yeah,
I knew it. She's washing constantly. I mean, that's a compliment. You know,
she washes constantly. That's a compliment. Diane Sawyer washes constantly.
Are you gonna? I asked you about Charlie. Are you gonna miss Robin Roberts? Because I've been a fan of Robin Roberts since she was on ESPN.
You are a fan of Robin.
Yeah, and she's outstanding as the newsreader on Good Morning America.
I actually think what happened when they brought her in. That's when everything really started to click, and I think that's when we really started to make the big strides. I think she's fantastic.
Cool.
She's great.
I agree.
And well, so are you on that show. I'm going to miss you. You know, I mean, we went to school together, and I always I used to really brag about knowing you, and you know, it's great that you're coming back. Not a chance that I can brag about.
It's absolutely over now.
You know, the guy that's on in the morning. Yeah, I know him.
I'll still do so. I'll pop up nationally. You'll see.
Good to hear that. All right.
But you are now. Yeah. Now you're just the guy that replaced Tom Sater. In my mind, that's all you are.
Thanks for bringing me back to Earth.
The guy that replaced my favorite weatherman. And seriously, when you get to Channel 5, maybe you can just break up a Benadryl and slip it in Holly Morris's, you know, her muffin. I don't mean her muffin. I mean her, you know, in her breakfast.
That's not how you use Benadryl.
Wow.
You know what I mean. Tony, you like the football?
I like the football. You know, I love the football.
As it turns out, Nancy is busy with some Yom Kippur stuff this weekend, so we'll have Nancy on the show next week.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks. It's JB next week.
And when we say Nancy, Tony, we're talking about Jim Nance.
I was going to say, who's Nancy?
We call him Nancy because he's such a girl.
It's a long story. So I think it's next week it's JB, then it's Nancy.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But we got no guest for football, so let's pick three games. The three biggest games. Yeah, it's
That was a good build-up. Thank you. Well, we have nobody else. Tony's sitting here.
We're combining the segment.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing.
Okay, yeah.
Very exciting.
Here are the three biggest games this weekend. Jaguars at Steelers. And Mike and I can only pick a team. You're the only one that's allowed to give a reason.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You can just like.
Can you tell me what their records are?
Yeah, Jacksonville's 3-2.
Yeah.
Steelers are 3-1. Games at Pittsburgh. I will take the Steelers, Mike.
I will also take the Steelers.
I'm also taking the Steelers. I've seen a little bit of the Steelers play. They look good. They look like they're hungry, so I'll go with them.
All right.
Okay. Your Washington Redskins, 3-1 at Kansas City, 2-2. And once again, against my better judgment, I will take the Redskins.
Mark Brunell has now moved into the slot as my fantasy quarterback.
That's good.
Backing up Michael Vick with his bad knee. I had to put him in there.
Hey. We are not allowed to explain. Just pick.
Yeah, what is this?
Just pick.
But I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
There you go.
Wow. Ooh. Well, Tony. You got guts. I'm a big Redskins fan. Love the Redskins. I think they showed a lot of heart last week, but I think the Chiefs will beat them, unfortunately.
Mm. And then you've got New England at Denver. Mm. New England, without a doubt.
Yeah, New England.
Absolutely, New England.
There we go.
All right, those are the picks. So let's see, when you get back to town,
yes.
Don't be a stranger.
I will not.
I don't know if you've heard or not. We did not get the morning show, so we will not be able to call you in the morning and have you on our show.
Exactly.
I will come by any afternoon you want me to do.
But we would love to see you and welcome back and congratulations on really getting what you wanted.
Thank you very much.
And it takes balls to do that. And I admire that. I think, and I wish you the very best of luck. You know, you're one of the good guys.
Come back in January when we can talk.
Yes. You know, well, remember, my last day, December 2nd at GMA, first day at Fox, January 2nd. So there. There is. You got 4 weeks where I can tell you the truth.
He can be completely honest during that 4 week
Let's
period.
Book that.
And one thing, when you get to Channel 5,
yes,
just call us and tell us which bathroom Will Thomas uses.
Oh,
that's the best.
Yeah, you've heard it.
Oh, man.
There's even money. There's even money. Yeah. Could be either one, Tony.
Not a chance there's even
We're not making that pick, are we?
Not today.
Hey, oh, the great Tony Perkins.
Tony, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Get out of here. Go back to your Beatles room. Thank you, Tony. Thanks a lot.
Tony. Bye. Go be with your family, for God's sakes. You just took the train in, right?
Yeah.
Training?
Yeah.
Okay, get out of here.
There you
go. Go be with your family.
We'll go talk. Now we're going to talk about you. See you later. There he goes. Uh-huh. Good guy.
There he is, Tony. Tony Perkins. Just fired from Good Morning America.
Because he's black.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And I agree,
Rob. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Obviously drunk.
Yeah. He was inebriated. Yeah, he was. Got completely drunk.
Got a problem with the bottle.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing. You know, he wasn't like that back in the AU days. It was strictly, yeah, no, he's right. Rob's right. It was strictly narcotic.
I smell a little of it. It was weed.
Yeah, of course. It's amazing.
He's a good guy.
Hope Channel 5 knows what they're doing. Really
good. Loose cannon.
He is a loose cannon. Very dangerous man.
Out of his mind.
Very dangerous. I mean, really, don't tell anything. These for people over Channel 5, you say anything to him, he's like a tape recorder. It's amazing. It's terrifying.
Get ready for the crazy forecast.
Yeah, the crazy forecast that make no sense. That's stuff they dealt with at GMA all the time.
Snow in July and, man, incredible clouds and beautiful colors.
Okay, get him off the set. Get him off the set.
Have I mentioned I'm really into the Beatles? All right, thank you, Tony.
Yeah.
I think we had calls for him, but, well, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, call him at Channel 5.
Yeah.
Or just call it from New York and call it. I love it when he calls it GMA.
Mm-hmm. GMA.
That's how an insider speaks.
That's true.
All right, be right back on TDAMS.
What's that?
The Don and Mike Show.
I can read letters.
This is the Don and Mike Show.